We're just glad to hear from you. And we have heard from a few of you students this morning, including the students at the Pike Elementary School.
Good morning. My name is Leora.
And my name is Riley. And this is our report for the week of January 17, 2021 from Pike Lake Elementary School area.
I noticed that there was a dusting of snow on Monday. It fell throughout the day and made everything a pleasant white. On Wednesday and Thursday, I observed a slight breeze. There have been a lot of deer beds in the woods. They were shaped like giant deer hoes. My mom and I think this is because the deer had its legs up in front of it. On Thursday, the sun surprisingly came out.
I observed that when I threw a snowball on the tree and then the snowball did not break because I found out that it was a ice ball and the whole snowbank was like an ice ball.
Camden observed some squirrels playing in his backyard and also took time to examine some big snowflakes outside.
Autumn observed that it is 18 degrees outside and things are getting colder.
Knox observed a snowy owl sitting in a tree, and he could see it from his kitchen window. He also observed that in his yard there are many rabbits. He can tell because there are many rabbit tracks.
Sierra observed frost on the trees, a lot of deer tracks in her yard, and wolf tracks on the driveway.
Sisters Madison and Peyton observed that it has been getting a lot colder. They report that when you walk on the snow, it crunches. It crunches when you walk on it if it is 16 degrees or under.
Gavin observed two Canadian gray jays eating the food he had been putting out for animals.
Olivia on Saturday observed that the snow was fluffy and light, but further into the day it was crunchy and hard. On Sunday, she observed that her chickens like their nesting boxes when they have just been cleaned rather than being dirty. On Monday, she observed the days have been getting a little bit warmer and that the snow is almost never sticky, so you can't make a snowman or have a snowball fight.
Bella notes that it has been snowing every day and that the temperature is going down. She also notes that the deer keep coming to her bird feeder every day at 4 o'clock.
On Friday, Blake reported at 12:22, it was 5 degrees with a low of 4 degrees and a high of 12 degrees. With the snow depth at its highest point is 13 inches and its lowest point is 0 inches. The snow texture was powdery on the top and crunchy on the bottom, but this time there was only a half an inch of powdery snow on the top and the rest under it was crunchy. Another observation is one tree in his front yard had some buds looking ready for spring.
Gavin's observation is that the snow looks like sprinkles of dust. Also, the bunnies ate his blueberry bush. Finally, he noticed that plants don't disappear in winter, but they stay like branches that are dead.
On Friday, I observed a big crow on the top of a tree. It was there for about 10 minutes. I think it was just taking a break from flying.
This concludes our report from the outer reaches of the Proctor School District.
Be aware,
things are happening out there.
Indeed they are, Riley and Lara. Thank you for that great report. Lots of things in the Pike Lake area. Squirrels playing around, a snowy owl, wolf tracks. I like the note about the fact that when the temperature is below 16 degrees Fahrenheit, the snow squeaks when you walk on it, and that's true. And I've enjoyed that sound myself a time or two, including this morning. They have 13 inches of snow on the ground. They had gray jays over there and rabbits dining on the blueberry plants. That's one of those things that I always hope to avoid, but so far, you know, the rabbits are winning. They are looking for a little bit of bark this time of year to dine on.